I love that. So, and that's a line. That's another line I'm going to steal, Eli's conversations. Conversations lead to sales. I mean, that's
there. We go. That's an Eli original. You know, it's like it really is, because that's what it is. Conversations lead to sales.
I will steal that one. Hey, are you ready? Are you ready for another episode of the Business of Sales? First things first, thank you for listening. I appreciate that you're giving up your time. In return, I want to make sure that we're giving you interesting guests and an idea or two that's going to help you in your business. So, hey, thank you for being here. Allego.com sponsors our show, and it would absolutely mean the world to us if you would go to Allego.com and request a demo. That's called supporting us through our sponsors. And more importantly, you're going to find something on that sales enablement platform that can help you increase sales and the retention of your sales force. A sales enablement platform. It does so much. I think you'll be amazed. Allego.com. Check it out. In the meantime, let's roll. Here's this week's episode of the Business of Sales. Eli Delaney is our guest today on the Business of Sales. We're really excited to have him here. He's an automated systems strategist, and he helps people find clients, keep them, and turn, you know, people that you meet into real life paying clients. He's a marvel person at that kind of thing. Just does a marvelous job with that. Eli, thank you so much for being on the Business of Sales.
Thank you so much, my friend. It is a pleasure to come hang out and visit with you today.
I'm looking forward to it. I know we're going to have some really good stuff for our folks out there. Eli, tell us a little bit about, just briefly, about how you got into this and what you do.
So, you know, the funny thing is, it's been a really interesting journey. My first business, I started almost 30 years ago, as a web and graphic design agency. Started by myself, working out of my dining room. Had no clue about what business and marketing really was. I just knew how to build websites. And I joined a chamber, got involved, and I grew that business really well. I opened it from myself to opening up an office. I had 5 employees, closing 3 to 5 contracts a week, and it was all through networking. Did that for a long time, and then I got burned out. You know, we all do that as entrepreneurs. It's like, all right, what's the next thing to do? And I ended up I went to a conference back in 2007. I think it was November 2007. And I went to this conference and I saw a speaker up on stage. He ended up being my first mentor, this guy by the name of Armin Morin. And a funny thing is, I didn't even realize at the time I'd actually bought some of his products. I didn't know that they were his products until he said, oh, and I sell this and I sell this. I'm like, oh, wait a minute, I bought those. Okay. And the cool thing is, he gets up on stage and he's sharing really cool stuff, making it super, super easy for us in the audience to understand. And he's giving us actionable things like, okay, after, you know, tonight, when we finish the day, go up to your hotel room and go do this thing. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I love this. I want to do what he's doing. And so that's where I kind of got the bug to become a speaker. And then from that, as a speaker, it was the same event. I got into software called Infusionsoft back in the day, and we started using it. It was the only game in town. Nowadays, there's a billion different software automation tools out there. And we started using it, and I started building these campaigns and stuff to follow up with people. And I had other speakers that were coming to me going, all right, Eli, I see what you're doing here. Who's your guy? Who's doing this stuff? And I was like, well, it's actually me. And they're like, okay, cool. Here's my credit card. How much? And I fought it off for a couple of years, because I didn't want to be an agency and be done for you. I was doing training programs and coaching and stuff. And eventually I broke down, because they couldn't find somebody that was doing the stuff that we were. And so finally broke down. It became an entire part of my business. And fast forward to today, I created the Follow Up Rockstar system. I love it. It is my tried and true system. And it's basically everything I've done I've been helping clients with it for over 15 years. Wow. And the systems just work. But it's about, how can we not only use the tools and technology we have access to, because most of us have the software, you know, some form of email system, CRM, something like that. But how do we use it properly to build stronger relationships, convert more of our casual connections into clients, and buy back our time at the same time? And so that's what I do. That's what I have a lot of fun with. And it's been a very, very entertaining journey.
That sounds fantastic. It really does. And it's something that is so needed right now, because as entrepreneurs, as small business owners, if you will, or even medium to large size business owners,
right?
Golly, the biggest thing we've got that we have control of is our time and what we do with our time. Yeah. Time is limited. Time is same thing for everybody.
Yeah.
It's what we do with our time. And if I'm spending my time doing things that, you know, a $5 virtual assistant can do for me, or better yet, a piece of software can do for me, then, you know, we can go from there. I was recently listening to Elon Musk talk about AI, and that would be another whole show we could get into real quick, Elon.
There's a whole different creature with that. We're not even going to go there. That's like a 2-hour show by itself.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We're not talking about doing that, but there are so many wonderful things that our electronic brains, our computers will do for us very easily and very simply that can save you a lot of time, keep you from having to do those things that really and truly are not your forte. That's not why you got into business. I did not get into business to edit podcasts. I did not get into business to edit podcasts or to run an email campaign. Mm-hmm. Systems and things that'll do that for me. So, you know, I try and use those kind of things. That sounds like a wonderful thing to do, Eli. And so many of us need to be taken by the hand and shown how to do that sort of stuff. Where do you begin with a client? That's a question I love to ask folks. Where do you begin when you start with somebody new out of the box?
So when I'm working with a client, the first thing I do is what I call strategy mapping session. And what we'll do is we sit down and look at their business and what's going on. And I look for the low-hanging fruit. What are the things that I can see that they're missing out on sales, or they're not providing a great client experience that we can fix that? And one of the first things I love to do is what I call the bring them back. And there's a whole campaign behind it, but I'll even share like the first piece of this is most people do not follow up as often or in the right manner that they should with their prospects. You know, if you've ever been on a situation where somebody, you know, maybe it's a Facebook ad or you see somebody speak or something like that, and they have a free gift of some sort, a free book, a free checklist, video, whatever, you opt in. It's like, okay, here's the thing. Okay, here, buy my stuff. Here's some other stuff to buy. Here's another thing to buy. And what happens is we train our prospects to ignore us because they say, oh, they're just going to pitch me again. And so we have to get away from that first. That's one of the biggest things. And so what I will do is I'll tell somebody, it's like, okay, you haven't been communicating properly. And so one side of the fence is the person who's just doing what we call pitch pirate. Pretty much the only time you hear from them is when they want your booty. And the other side is...
Oh, wait a minute. That was too good. That was too good. I can't just let that one fly. Come on, Eli. Booty.
We call a pitch pirate because the only time pirate. You hear from them is when they want your booty.
I love it.
Yeah. So we have fun with that one. You know, and I will give you credit for the fact I did not actually make that up. My friend David Fagan did ages ago, but he hasn't used it for years. So I took it and I was like, it works really well for me. I'm a Ren Faire guy. So I hang out with those kind of people that dress up and all that kind of stuff. So I was like, okay, I'm going to use that. But reality is that's one side of the fence. There's people that like, they're always pitching something. And what they do is they train their audience to ignore them because they know, oh, you know, this person, they're going to sell me something. Mm-hmm. Well, people get tired of being sold all the time.
Yeah.
We've always heard that from a sales conversation. I know you do a lot of sales training, sales conversation. We've heard the phrase, nobody wants to be sold to, but they want to buy all the time. Right.
Yeah.
So that's one side of the fence. The other side of the fence are the people who are afraid to communicate enough and they don't say anything. Like maybe they might do a once a month newsletter or sometimes even once a quarter, which is horrible. And so it's like they're ignoring those people who want to hear from them because we want to hear from people who can make our lives better. It's just how are we approaching it? So it's like, are you coming from a place of no value but pure offer, you know, selling something? Or you're coming from a place that, oh, I don't want to talk to you because I might offend you by trying to sell you something. There's an in-between. And so that's where a lot of people miss the boat, is they're on one side or the other. They don't find that middle ground. And so that's what we help clients with, is that. But what I do is I start people out with, here's a simple thing. And everybody listening to this can do this. So get your pen and paper ready. You write an email to send out to your list, your prospect list.
Okay.
And the subject line for it is, I'm such a slacker. Okay. You got to have fun with this. You got to do something different that's going to catch their attention. And I'll bet you anything, you probably haven't used that line before.
I haven't. I like it.
Okay. Well, see, there you go. So now they're going to go like, what's he talking? What's this? And they're going to open that up because it grabs their attention. And then a simple email, no fancy formatting, no pretty graphics, any of that kind of stuff. And a simple email just says, you know, hey there, I know I have not done a great job of communicating with you the way I should. And I want to apologize. And secondly, I've made a promise to myself that I'm going to do better this year. That promise starts with you. I really do want to hear, what have you been up to? What's been new and exciting in your business? Please tell me. Reply back and just let me know. I'd love to see if there's anything I can do to help you out. And then just sign it. And you notice something that's missing from that. There's no sales. You're not pitching anything. You're just coming from a place of, hey, I've been a sucky friend. I'm here for you. What have you been up to? That's really the tone of it.
Okay, I think I got it. I will use that one today.
Yeah.
It's Eli, beautiful. Thank you very much. That's really, really good. Because how many of those folks do we lose? How many touches does it take? I mean, if I'm sending out stuff to somebody and I'm not trying to sell them every time we go along with this thing, mm-hmm. How many times does it take before somebody's willing to engage you in the sales process in one way or shape, form, or fashion? What do you think?
Here's the fun thing about that. It's going to take till they're ready. And so if it was up to us, they'd buy yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. But some people, they're ready today. Some people need to think about it. So then maybe tomorrow, next week. Some people don't think they need it, but 6 months from now, something changes in their life. This story, I share this all the time. So, but I love sharing the story. It's my favorite one today. September 16th of 2020. I have a guy who replies to one of my emails. He goes, hey, Eli, I want to thank you so much for everything you've done for me for the last few years. I've been on your list for a few years now, and you've made massive changes to my business. My son's starting a construction company. I'm wondering if you could help us out with some marketing stuff. So now he replies to one of my emails for this, right? Yeah. So starts a dialogue, and we have a conversation. Of course, conversations lead to sales, so that's a good thing. But I then look in my database, my CRM. For anybody who doesn't know, CRM stands for Customer Relationship Manager. Those are like your Salesforce, HubSpot, Keep, High Level. There's a ton of them. We even have our own that we've actually just recently launched called the Follow Up Rockstar CRM, which is a lot of fun. I'm so excited about it. You go in and I look in my database, my CRM, to what does a couple of years mean to him? He had actually, now remember, I said this was September 16th of 2020. He had actually first seen me speak live in Scottsdale, Arizona, July 3rd, 2010. So 10 years and 3 months later, he's coming back and referring his son's business to me.
Wow.
And the thing is, if I hadn't followed up with him and built this machine that followed up and stayed in touch with him ongoing, this would have never happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we need to always be there, add value. And yeah, we need to ask for the sale. I mean, there's nothing against that, but you don't have to do it every single time. And it shouldn't always be about asking for the sale. You could say, hey, by the way, here's a really cool book that I read. By the way, you've read The Go-Giver, right? Bob Berg?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Phenomenal book. One of my favorite books. I moved more recently and my copy is still buried somewhere in a box. I don't know where it is, but usually I have it on my desk. And the reason is because I share this all the time. I always tell people, if you haven't read The Go-Giver by Bob Berg, you need to pick it up. It's all about coming from a place of giving first, knowing that karma will come back to you. And it may not come back from that person, but it will come back to you if you're just a great person giving value first. Which is exactly what I'm talking about, by the way. But this book, I recommend this to people all the time. If you just send an email to people saying, hey, I read the book, The Go-Giver, and I thought you might find it helpful. Here's why I like it so much. Here's a link to Amazon. Go grab it. It'll take you like 2-3 hours to read it. It's not very big, but I would love to hear your thoughts after you've read it.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's you selling anything?
No, not at all.
Not really.
But you are doing a call to action, which I think is the key. Yeah. We got to get them to the point where I get them. We want to give them the opportunity to do something when we contact them, when we touch base with them, and something that's going to add value. That's for sure.
Yes. And the cool thing about this is if you dissect what we just did here, mm-hmm. you can look at this. This is all human psychology. Okay. So you just brought up the biggest thing that most people miss. I still gave a call to action. That call to action was not go buy my stuff.
Right. Exactly.
It was go get this book. And after you read it, reply back and let me know what you think. Again, conversations lead to sales. If somebody replies back and says, this was such an awesome book, thank you so much. It's like, that's a perfect opportunity to say, hey, I'm so glad you liked it. What was your favorite part? You know what? Hey, I would love to discuss it with you. Do you got like 15 minutes tomorrow? We could jump on a call. And then you start a dialogue. You start a conversation.
More to come right after this. I'm Morris Sims. I'm the host of The Business of Sales. After 4 decades of working with sales professionals, business owners, and executives to help them improve their performance, I started The Business of Sales so that you'll have something to listen to that is going to help you in your business. When I was selling, I used to love listening to you ready? Cassette tapes. As I drove from appointment to appointment, I would play those tapes and I learned everything under the shining sun. I learned how to close with implied consent from those tapes. My hope and my prayer is that you'll learn something just as important for you here on The Business of Sales as I did on all those old cassette tapes that I used to listen to. All right, I guess it's about that time. So while I try and get all that tiny little tape back into that plastic cassette, please enjoy The Business of Sales. Then go make an appointment for your product. I love that. And that's a line. That's another line I'm going to steal, Eli's conversations. Conversations lead to sales. I mean,
there we go. That's an Eli original. It's like, it really is. Cause that's what it is. Conversations lead to sales.
I will steal that one.
All right. Sounds good. And so if you do that, and then at some point, maybe you send one of those and then you have a little PS at the bottom and you don't do it every time, but every once in a while you PS, okay. You know, if you need some help with XYZ, I would love to chat with you. Here's a link to my calendar. Grab a spot and, you know, no pressure. We just jump on a call and we see where you are and see if we can help you out. The cool thing is that as you build that trust and you start adding value on a regular basis, they see you as an expert. And you're also, here's the nefarious side to this whole coin, is the fact that you are training them to take action, whether it's a sale, called a sale or not.
Yeah.
You're training them to expect value and to respond. That's what you're looking for. And so, and humans are so trainable. We're so easier to train than dogs are.
Yeah.
And so we train our audience what to expect from us and how to respond to us. And so by asking questions like that, now we're creating those conversations, creating the dialogue, but nothing says you have to manually do this one at a time. This is where the automation and the technology comes in. So as an example, the gentleman that I had mentioned, he had been on my list for over 10 years. He went through my entire sequence 3.5 times because I have a 3-year campaign that runs automatically. And just so you know, if you have a 3-year campaign, nobody remembers year one again.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Brandon Bouchard said one day, I heard him talk and mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not a huge Brandon fan. He's obviously out there doing well, but
yeah,
he's a good guy. You know, I put stuff out on Sunday. I posted some stuff online on Sunday evening one time, got some pretty good response. The next week I thought, well, I don't have time, but I'll just put that same thing out there. He says, I did that for 6 months and I got the same level of engagement every Sunday night that I did the first time.
Yeah.
They'll remember, and if they do, they move on. But somebody new that didn't see it the first time is going to see it the 8th or 9th or 10th time if you happen to put it up there that often. That's interesting. Yeah.
And from an email standpoint, so let me share another story that was really good. I had a gal who she and I had known her like back in my web design days is when I originally met her, but she'd been on my list for many, many, many years. Mm-hmm. And this one point, and I don't remember when exactly this was probably about 5 years ago, maybe. She replies to one of my emails and one of the books that I had actually recommended a book. It was The Greatest Salesman in the World by Ogmandino. Another phenomenal book. I know, guarantee you read. Yeah. So I that was another one that was in my automated system. And she replies back and she says, hey, Eli, I got your email on Thursday. I bought the book on Friday because I've really been struggling a lot and having a really hard time. And honestly, I've been about ready just to throw in the towel and go get a job. And I got your email. I bought the book. I read it over the weekend. And I want to thank you because it totally changed my attitude, totally changed my mindset on everything. I'm ready to get out there and rock and roll. You just saved my business.
Oh, man.
That, I mean, like that.
Worth living for. Yeah.
Right. And the cool thing is like that right there gives you tingles, right?
Yeah.
But here's where the fun part is. I wrote that email 6 years before she got it. And in fact, the reality is she'd actually already gotten it at least once. She just wasn't in the right place to take action at that time.
Yeah.
And so that's
all about timing. Yeah. It's all about timing. It may not have hit me. It may not have struck me. That reticular activating system is filtering out all the junk. And unless it is something that's important to us, we're not going to remember it.
Yeah. And that's why this stuff is so powerful. It's like, because now you're making a bigger difference. You're helping more people and leveraging your time. So you're buying back your time. Because if you spend the time to build this once, you're going to put some work in. It's going to take some time, but you build it once and let it run forever. So like I have an automated webinar that I ran that I set it up, and it took me probably about 20 hours to put this whole thing up. And this was early on before anybody knew what an automated webinar was, right? 40 emails, 7 different campaigns based on, did they show up on this day or that day? Did they show up? Did they not show up? Did they buy? Did they not buy? Let's do an upsell, downsell, all the different things that are in a marketing funnel, right? I built this whole thing out and it probably took me 20 hours, but it ran for 6 years on autopilot. I had people opting into it every month, automatically going through the entire system automatically. They didn't touch it. So when you think through this stuff and you plan ahead and you plan on what do I want my client's journey to look like and how can I add consistent value, you can build a machine that once you put in the work and build it once, it just works forever for you.
Wow. And
that's the stuff that I have fun with.
That's amazing, Eli. That is absolutely amazing. I love it. I absolutely love it. Because that's what, in all reality, that's kind of what we're all trying to do is build a business that becomes a set of systems that's going to run by themselves so that they generate whatever profit or whatever revenue, whatever my objective is. My systems will run with or without me. I can mess with it as much as I want to or as little as I want to. And the rest of the time I go play golf. If you want to call what I do playing golf, I prefer to call it just chasing little white balls around big open green spaces, but, and a lot of times in the weeds, but the key is it's a system and systems are what make businesses successful. It's not people, it's systems that make businesses successful. I'm reading a book called Systemology right now. And it just, it's absolutely outstanding. It's helping me tremendously. Eli, thank you so much. Give us one more thing though. We're all business owners in one way, shape, form, or fashion. We're all trying to sell in one way, shape, form, or fashion. Give us something practical that we can use as a takeaway.
Okay. First and foremost, take that email that I gave you and go use it. Go use it today. Yeah. And then come find me. I'm easy to find. All the social media sites, I'm easy to find. Don't hide at all. And connect with me and tell me how it worked for you. I love collecting those stories. I've got dozens of stories about people using literally that email alone. So first and foremost, go do that. The second thing is think about using tools and technology for the automation and the leverage of your business in the aspect of something you said was the systems make the difference, but there are certain things that can't be outsourced. They can't be done by a machine. And that's true face-to-face conversations.
Yeah.
Talking to people. Like my favorite thing in the world is, it says right above my head, if you happen to see a video of this, it says meet cool people. I love meeting cool people. I love having real conversations, getting to know how they tick, what gets them going, all that kind of stuff. Cause I love just understanding what happens and how people think. And that can't be automated. And so use the tools and technology to take care of all the other stuff. Spend more time having real conversations with real people. Put the damn phone down, get off of Facebook, and sit down, have a meal with somebody. Go get coffee with somebody and just talk. Have a real conversation. That will blow your mind because it's almost a lost art nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
And use the tools to do all the other stuff to free up your time, to spend more time meeting cool people.
That's a great point. Thank you, Eli. That's wonderful. Hey, there were a couple of brothers, Gary and Jack Kender here in Dallas, who did a great job, had a wonderful career in the life insurance and financial services industry, running a very large agency in the Northeast somewhere, the middle of the country. I think it was Illinois somewhere. And one of the things that Jack and Gary taught us over and over and over again was spend your time in green time. Green time is when you're face to face with somebody who is either buying or might buy your product. Don't spend your time spend as little amount of your time as possible in red time. Red time is those things that are not leading you to get into that face-to-face conversation. Red time is all the stuff that we've got to do, but really and truly doesn't lead to that next piece that's going to start the sales process. And yellow time's the stuff in between, but it's a traffic light. And if you're stuck at a traffic light at the red light, get the heck out of there and go find a green traffic light. And, you know, it stayed with me for 30. Oh God, I don't know how many years. I don't want to think about how many years. Eli, thank you very much for being on the Business of Sales today.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure, my friend. I had a great time and always love having these kind of conversations.
Me too, brother. So until next time, hey, for all the rest of you out there, have a great week. Enjoy what you do. Have a good time. And I'll see you next time right here on the Business of Sales.